Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have a special guest. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday, and that means it's time for...
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. I don't have to run there. Just another manic Monday. Hey, hey. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. Just another manic Monday.
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Oh, please don't take my sunshine away.
Welcome, Manic Monday fans. Welcome, Big Brother fans. Welcome, Big Brother Canada fans. It's February 10th, 2014, and Big Brother Canada Season 2 is right around the corner. So the Portuguese princess, Michelle Costa, decided to bring back some of our favorite Big Brother Canada original house guests so we can have a Big Brother Canada night on Manic Mondays, and I'm loving it. For any new listeners out there, I'm Cherry Garcia, and on air with me is Paul from Minnesota. We'll be your friendly co-host tonight, but the star of our show is always our host, Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. I'm going to give Paul a quick chance to say hi to everyone, and then we'll bring up the lovely host of our show and get this Big Brother Canada night started. Paul, our weather here in Missouri makes it feel like I'm in Canada already. It's so cold, and you're up there in Minnesota, neighbors with Canada. It has to be freezing up there, eh?
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Yes, it is cold, but we do see a bit of warm-up in sight by Wednesday up in the mid-20s, so it's going to feel like springtime for about 5 days, they're saying, this time.
Yes, by next weekend, we're supposed to actually see 40s. I'm so thankful to see something above like the 20 degree mark, but right now it's so cold. But it's going to get hot in here tonight because Michelle has planned a fabulous night for us, and I can't wait to get it started. So let's bring up the host of our show, the Portuguese princess herself, the lovely Michelle Casta. How are you, sweetie?
It's Big Brother Kim of the Day. I'm good, obviously. And you know what's so funny? Yeah, Paul is neighboring Canada, and I think that we have all felt some of the Canada weather. It kind of doesn't matter where you are in this world. It's kind of, or should I say United States, because there's some places in the world that are laughing at us. It's been so cold, and to think that we're saying 20, 30, 40 degrees feels good. We are sick individuals, and I love it. I love it. I do. Yeah, tonight we have such a great show. You guys know that Big Brother Canada is basically our meal before Big Brother, okay? So we are excited, and I cannot wait to hear Liza and Suzette's thoughts on what they think is going to happen with Big Brother. I mean, it's going to be probably coming up in the next 2 weeks that we're going to actually know who's on it, the contestants, right? I mean, it's got to be the same kind of setup like Big Brother America. So I cannot wait to find out who's going to be on it, if they're going to have a theme. Do I sound like I need Big Brother right now? I do. Cherry, what about you? Are you, like, excited about Big Brother Canada?
Of course. We're all going through Big Brother withdrawals. I mean, we've all been, you know, this has been a worse, you know, winter than normal, and we haven't had any Big Brother in a while, and we've been stuck in our houses in this cold, cold weather, and we need some BB, you know?
We need BB. They should
exactly.
Do live feeds, like when Big Brother's not happening, they should set up some kind of, like, live feed in Big Brother people's homes. Like in mine, for instance, so that you guys can stay entertained through the winter and just watch us on, like, Big Brother Goes Home live feeds. Let me tell you, my live feeds would be pretty good. Just saying.
I agree.
I just want to say, what's up, chat room? Cherry and Paul, have you seen the chat room? They are out of control tonight.
I know.
I hope you can calm them down, those animals.
I think they're needing BB too. You know, I think we're all going through the same thing. Everybody's jonesing for some Big Brother, and we happen to have one of your special guests.
Well, let's bring her up because I know who it is, and I cannot wait to first off just applaud. We need to have, like, you know, like the applause, Paul. Can we do that when she comes up? Because she's like the donation charity woman. I mean, amazing. So let's bring her up.
Paul, do you have intro music? You said you wanted to.
I certainly do.
Woo-hoo!
Suzette Amaya.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you, girl?
Oh, my God, I love
Suzette.
It's an honor to be able to come back on the show, and I love everything that you guys are doing.
Oh, you are so sweet, Suzette. Oh, my God, thank you so much for calling in. Big
I
Brother.
I can't wait to see you.
Are you serious? I cannot. I'm going to attack you. I'm going to attack you. Just be forewarned. You know, like the football gear, you know, with the helmets and the pad. Like, I'm going to attack you. You should be prepared
for
me.
I feel like we're sisters, and that's what we are, the Big Brother family, right?
I'm so excited. It's exactly 2 months away from today that I will be there in California. I will be coming in the 10th. Are you going to be there in the 10th as well?
Yes, I am. I know.
So
I'm already picking out my summer wardrobe for the warmer weather. And it is cold up in Canada, but right now in Vancouver, it's just a little bit wet.
So what's the temperature like? Because we are the meteorologist.
It's like 4. So it's like 4.
Wait, above 4? Above 4?
Like, it's just four.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
4 degrees, yeah. And we've had a, like, 2 weeks of straight sun, and it was, like, gorgeous in Vancouver. But in some places it's snowing, but it's pretty mild, you know. It's not totally unbearable.
It's hot up there. I mean, 4 degrees, you must be lounging in your bathing suit and just having
a
margarita right
more
now.
Like, Vancouver is one of those places you can wear flip-flops, like, everywhere, and then just a hoodie. So it's not that cold. We're on the West Coast. It's gorgeous here.
Oh, West Coast Canada in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Suzette. Big Brother Canada 2.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I know
excited.
This is crazy.
I'm nervous
okay,
for them.
So first off, I want to talk to you because...
Yeah.
Do you have some sort of idea of what your feeling is going to be like to see somebody sitting in your chair, eating out of your porridge, and sleeping in your bed? I mean, you want to just be what?
It's a little different for us because season one, as people have known, that they moved the house. So it's a little bit different because when you watch the Big Brother USA, you know, like, I was in that house. Well, the season two, I wasn't in their house. Maybe some of the elements may be the same, but it's a new house, right?
I guess, yeah, they're building it as we speak.
Everything's different, and, you know, but it's exciting to know that the experience is going to be the same. Like, I'm super nervous for them. They're probably in sequester, like, wondering who's going to be in the house and what's their strategy. And Michelle, you've been there. We've all been there when we're thinking about, like, what am I going to do when I get it? You almost get so nervous you want to throw up, right? But it's so exciting because it's like a dream come true. It's a dream come true. And I know that I love the cast of season one, and big ups to casting and Insight. I'm sure it's going to be an amazing cast.
Now, so they came out with the premiere. What do you know the premiere date set in Canada? Because I think we're going to not be able to watch it live. So it's the 5th of March.
5th of March, yeah. And then there's a Big Brother sideshow, which I love, and it's going to be hosted by Arissa Cox, Gary Levy, my Glitter Gary, and
Glitter
it's going to be Peter Brown. Yeah,
yay.
Because you can't deny that the most entertaining people of season one was Gary and Peter. Their diary rooms was super fabulous, and so I'm excited to see their commentary on how the season's going week after week.
Oh, my God, that's exciting. So that's March 5th. So did they tell you guys, not tell you guys, but I'm sure they are more vocal in Canada, when the cast will be announced?
It's usually a week before, so you'll if you go to their website, it's bigbrothercanada.slice.ca. They do have Twitter as well. It's bigbrotherca. There will be updates. They've been updating people throughout this whole process. They just posted, like, can't wait for season two, who's going to go into the big house. We'll know soon enough. And, it's exciting because now you're going to see all these new people and their strategy and their experiences. And I think that we've had a pretty good season one. I'm sure we'll see more in season two. I mean, we were like the debut of a whole new show. And so it's just going to get better.
I mean, hopefully they have like the fabulous audience and viewers voting, because that's how Suzette stayed alive in that house.
Yes, power
you know?
Shift. I'm thinking that this season will be a lot more interactive, and when you go to the website, people in Canada could vote to keep people in, and, it's very interactive. Big Brother Canada has a lot of influence from Big Brother UK, and there's a twist. And me, I love twists. I find sometimes the game can be kind of, you know, predictable. I know people are competing, but if it wasn't such a straight shooter competition, then it wouldn't be fun to watch. So I'm hoping for more twists this season and more interactions, for sure.
Well, you know what? There's a chat room right now, and they are going crazy over you, Suzette. It says Suzette is the first HOH in the first season of Big Brother Canada. First to get HOH via phone, too. She's a bundle of Big Brother history. Iconic baby.
Oh, I love that.
And
well,
then
I'm
I have a question from Kim, and she says,
yes.
If I could ask Suzette, what changes would she like to see happen this year, and what would she definitely like to see be the same? And I think that we know she would like to see definitely America, Canada viewers being involved, because that's how she got to stay.
Yeah.
So what
would you like to
see the changes?
If I had to change the whole show of Big Brother, I would love our show to be able to be viewed in the United States in real time, you know, and the live feeds as well. I know that you guys got to watch it on YouTube or find ways to find it. I would like it to be more accessible cross-border because we watch Big Brother USA. And as far as in the house and the story goes, like, I would hope that the elements are the same in the house, because when I watch the show, I want to see the same swimming pool that I did laps in. I want to see, you know, the fun activities that we did, the challenges. I absolutely love the luxury challenges. And
of course. Don't we all love luxury? That's where I got a unitard. No,
yeah.
Not a little luxury competition, but I'll take it
oh
as luxury,
goodness.
Baby.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm really hoping for, you know, everything pretty much to be similar as our season, but just more shock value.
Well, they never had the live feeds last season for Big Brother Canada, correct?
They did. You can go online, and on Big Brother Canada, it was 24-hour access online, and it was 7 days a week. And then, oh, no, it's three times a week, but 7 days after dark. So I'm hoping that it would be amazing if it was, like,
so
it was on
Slice.
So would
they do the same? Do you think they're going to do the same, or do you think they're going to
do
maybe more expansive?
Well, I think that the big exciting thing that they changed this year was the Big Brother sideshow. And if you watch Big Brother UK, they have the Big Brother bits and stuff like that. Like, I mean, the so I'm excited that they're going to have that element. And that way there's more conversation being developed, right? But I think everything was fabulous last year. Last year, your family at home can watch you 24 hours a day, and there's lots of interaction. So I think Big Brother's social media is, like, right on par and everything that they're working to accomplish. I mean, we were the highest-rated show in Canada. So
you guys were awesome, and I went on – just to let you guys know, if you're in America and you want to know how do I watch it, this is how I did. I'm sure there's other ways, but I went to slice.com and I watched it. I can't say I watched it live. I'm not sure if I did that, but I watched it. So you can catch up on there. Do you know if there's any other, maybe a live site that they air it? That maybe that's just in Canada. I'm not sure how it works, because sometimes when you U.S. you can't pick up live feeds, you know?
I do know that, but we were lucky that we have people who really support us, and I know that there's bloggers and all sorts of different things. If you go online, there's Brian Cooney. He's been doing really well. I'm just trying to find him here now but he did such an amazing job doing commentary, and you can probably find him on Twitter. And he has, like, if you just go Big Brother Superfans or Big Brother something, he did such a phenomenal job in covering it, and he has a whole page and everything. If you just Google him, he's got it locked down.
your other guest on the switchboard, Michelle.
So Big Brother, bbcandainsider.com, you can go to that website.
Awesome. So, Suzette, so it's Big Brother Canada night, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, why not we have somebody else join us, right?
My other sister?
Other sister and my other sister that I cannot wait to meet in Reality Rally. So, without further ado, Cherry.
Let's bring her up. Liza, thank you so much for joining us tonight. How are you, dear?
I'm really well. How is everyone?
Liza, fantastic, honey. Thank you so much for coming on. You are here with me, obviously, Michelle, and your sister, besides me. I'm your sister from America. Your sister.
Yeah, girl.
Suzette.
Michelle, every time I hear you talk, you remind me of my entire family in Brooklyn and Queens and Long Island. You make me want to go back to my cottage and visit all my family there. My mom born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens.
That's so funny. And you know what? I'm not even from there. And it's like, from being in Rhode Island, it's like, oh, it's, we're like our own little world. But you know what, Liza? We were just talking earlier. Reality Rally. Holy crap. Miss Donation, like, angel. Like, are you kidding me?
She's killing it. Amazing.
I'm killing it.
Okay, what are you up to right now? Can you just tell everybody what you're up to right now? Because I just made my goal, so I'm not even going to go there.
What I'm up to, like, how I'm killing it, or, like, what I'm doing at this moment when we're talking?
Well, like, right now, what's the dollar amount?
Oh, what am I at? I think I'm 5,500, probably pushing 6. I didn't even check
today. Oh, my God.
So who are you taking on that hot air balloon ride, girl? Because you know I like a hot air balloon ride. I'm just saying.
Wait, what is it, the prize? I didn't know. Do I get something if I raise the
ball? Yeah. If you're, like, the top winner, which I'll be honest with you, I think, like, the past was like 4,000 or something like that. You get a hot air balloon ride overlooking the sunset over vineyards.
Holy
and everything.
Shit, no,
oh, my.
Wait, hold on a minute. Hold on. Wait, Liza, before you get excited, this is what happened the last 3 years. And, oh, my God, if this doesn't happen this year, I'm going to look like an asshole.
Okay, it's okay. I'm just saying
they gave hot air balloon rides to the top three, I think, fundraisers, and then you get an extra clue, like, during the race, the reality race, like, you get to skip, like, stuff. So you, we got to be with you.
Well, first of all, I'm really good at checking off, like, my bucket list. And I swear to you, in terms of not places to go, not places to travel, but things to do, I swear to you, hot air balloon ride is actually my number one thing to do on my bucket
Shut
list.
Shut up.
So that would be awesome.
Oh, my God, no way.
That would
surprise.
Be
awesome. Surprise. Oh, God, I got to get this set up if it's not happening. I need to talk to Jillian ASAP.
It is literally my number one thing to do. And two, I don't think all the clues in the world would save me. If you watched Big Brother Canada, I'm not very good at competition. So I'm going to need all the help I can get.
Oh, my God.
This
so
is
funny.
One challenge
now,
you're not going to throw.
Yeah, seriously.
So we have Suzette on. We've been talking about being Big Brother Canada tonight. So excited. Now, how excited are you that, and or the other thing, do you want people eating out of your porridge, out of your bowls, and sleeping in your bed? How do you feel about Big Brother Canada, too?
Well, it's so funny. I was listening to Susie speak a bit, and Suzette, you are so, like, you're diplomatic. She's very
diplomatic.
She's very diplomatic. She's very politically correct and nice to everyone. Mm-hmm. And so you make me look like the big bad witch when I'm just like, these people can suck it. They should suck it. Like, and I don't mean the new people. I was just saying in general, Sue, that you're so kind to everybody. And we all know I have people that I like so much.
That's so awesome.
I am so excited for
the
second season. Like, mm-hmm. What?
No,
Michelle, you know it's a new house, right?
Yes, I know it's a new house.
They're building it as we speak,
for the fans, so it makes no difference to me. Like, obviously, everything we've worked so hard and this big experience going to Big Brother house, you know, I'm not happy that it's a new house, but being such a big fan of the whole Big Brother, I'm just honored to be able to invite new people into our lives.
You guys are moving on up to the east side to a deluxe condo in the Canadian side.
Yeah.
Oh my God! You know what? Do they take down the other house, or are you guys? Or do they just move it to a different place? Is that what they're doing?
Well,
it's
you've
a whole
take
new
it down
house.
To move it.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
It's a whole new house, and I'm hoping that there'll be some elements that will remind us, like, oh, look at maybe the, I don't know. It's hard to say.
I doubt it. I think they're going to learn from all the mistakes they made the last time on the structure and completely redo it. Like, maybe,
yeah,
I don't know, get the heat under control.
So they're not going to have ants? Is that what you're saying? Because we were filled with ants.
Really?
Yeah, we had a lot of ants. I mean, it's obviously normal probably because in California, it's so hot that the ants want to get the hell out of outside and they want to go inside. So we would open up a drawer and then the drawer would fall. It would crumble.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because they, like, ate through. It wasn't just normal ants. They were like carpenter ants. So carpenter ants eat through, like, wood. So we'd pull a drawer out, and, like, it would fall and break, and we were like, we didn't do it, you know?
That sounds like you guys needed a new house. But
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what kind of personalities. Like, our cast was very diverse, too. So I'm curious to see, like, you know, there's people like Gary, and then, you know, there's different characters who really stood out. I'm wondering if they're going to have similar characters that are similar to us or completely different. It'll be interesting.
Good question. Now, like, Liza, do you think they're going to do, like, a theme, you know, like how they've done partners, they've done high school groups, they've done stuff like that? Do you think they're going to do something like that, or do you think they're way in too early to do something like that?
No, the way it's sounding is they're going to do something that, quote, has never been done before. And obviously we're not talking about Canada. We're talking about Endemol Big Brother franchise ever. So we're talking AU, UK, and I've been brainstorming. Like, I'm not a very creative person, so I'm just thinking, like, what the heck could they possibly do? But apparently it is massive. It has never been done before, and it is right out of the gate. So if Susie thinks she was shocked by that, I think this is going to be one hell of a
I'm hoping so. That would be amazing. And I'm hoping that the people, like, the house guests are more, like, older, younger, and, like, reflective of Canada, you know? We have, how many people were 27? You know what I mean? And I want to see more twists. Like, this year when I watched UK, and, like, you guys said you're going through withdrawal of Big Brother, I watched Big Brother UK, Celebrity Big Brother, and Big Brother Australia. Those were some serious, serious twists that were, like, shockers. And so I'm hoping that if that's going to be the case, I think we'll see something similar to those versions.
Oh, yeah. Commonwealth. You got to stick with the UK. Canada,
so, I have a question for you guys, like, separate, so if you guys would answer it. However, did you guys go to any of the casting calls, and did you guys, like, meet people that maybe you were like, oh, my God, to definite, like, did you guys do any of that?
Well, I went to the one in Vancouver, which Eliza also attended. Yay!
Woo-hoo!
But there was a few people that stood out, you know, like there was someone who's also Aboriginal who wore a big headdress. But we weren't able to be a part of, like, the actual auditions. And then I remember I saw someone who was, like, a wrestler, right? And I was like, damn, she's awesome, like, her confidence, and even wore the whole wrestling gear. So there's people who totally stood out. But it's hard to say what they were actually looking for. And who knows? I think that they were definitely looking for people maybe who were, like, characters, who had confidence. I mean, it's not an easy show to get on. I don't think people understand that, it's, you know, they do. It is a needle in a haystack.
It is. And then the needle pokes you hard, and it digs, and it shoves into you, right? Isn't that the truth? Liza, my question to you is, did you go to any of the casting calls besides the one with Suzette?
Yeah, I think I went to the most casting calls because I flew over to Vancouver to be with the crew. Tom and I went over to be with the van crew, and then I was the only one in Montreal. I was the only castmate to show up in Montreal, and then, of course, I was at the Toronto one with all my Toronto peeps. So it's wild. It's wild and crazy. There's a lot of characters in this country, and I didn't even bother, you know,
guessing, because who knows? Like Susie said, like, who even knows what they're looking for? You could be a wallflower. You could be gay, straight, all races, white girl, boy, who knows? Like, you don't know what they're looking for. I bet, though, I mean, I know our producers, so I feel like they're going to do something crazy. Like, I don't even want to say my thoughts, but I think you're going to get
a batch.
We want to
hear
smoke.
Your thoughts. We want to hear those crazy thoughts. Okay, Liza, don't hold back.
No, I feel like, see, I'm not politically correct. Let me think of a correct one. Maybe like twins separated at birth. Like, they're going to go nuts with this one. It's going to be, it has to be like jaw-dropping. And I think they're going to go a lot more like we need a punk in there, like a punk, skater, emo, like just characters. Like, I don't think anyone, quote-unquote, average is going to be in that house. It's going to be a bunch of crazy people like us.
Wait, we're crazy?
Our season was very, like, pretty political correct in comparison to Big Brother 15. So I think that now that Big Brother 15 has kind of thrown it all out there with all the, you know, the shock value and the things that were controversial, we're probably going to be in that realm of controversy, I'm sure.
That's so funny. Wait, hold on. We're crazy? I mean, come on. We're not crazy. We're fucking loco. We're loco.
Would you mind taking a call from a listener?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suzette, Liza, do you guys mind? I know, Liza, you're on a time crunch because you have to go to a birthday party.
Surprise,
because it's a surprise party. Okay,
yeah.
Hopefully they're not listening because surprise, you're having a party. Yes. Surprise,
we have a little clip to introduce our next caller because she's a longtime fan of our show. So I'm going to play this to bring her on and bring her up on air with us.
Oh, I love it.
Hey,
that's
girl.
Good.
I got another person on my line, so let me put up Jess. Jess,
BB Love, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Who's that
girl? I'm wonderful.
Girl?
You're on with Michelle, Liza, and Suzette.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
Suzette, and Liza.
Hey,
what
girl.
Up, girl?
What's up?
Nothing.
I know we you
hi.
Me talk enough. I know we talk enough. I know you don't want to talk to me. You want to talk to Liza and Suzette. So what's your question, girl?
I don't have a question. I'm just saying hi, and then I'm so excited for season 2 of Big Brother Canada. And I can't wait to see what the new house looks like.
Oh, so I know.
Thanks
yeah.
for donating,
yay.
Jess.
You're so welcome. They better get this house done soon. I mean, tick-tock.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. All that fresh paint and luxuries, I'm jealous. I'm not going to lie to you. I want to be back in the house.
Yeah, no, it's going to be Liza and Suzette. I'm here for you guys. Like, what I'm telling you, that it's going to be tough to see these people in your house. It's going to be a feeling that you've never felt in your life, and you're going to want to go through the TV. You're going to want to rip their hair and their beard and their pubic hairs out of their body. And I'm telling you, I mean, it's
a
feeling like I really tried to tell people I never felt this feeling before, but it's like squatters. I want to.
It's territorial.
Kill
them. Yeah, it's like, why are you in my house?
Why are you in my house?
Yeah.
Why are you picking in my port-a-john? You know?
Well, you become attached to the house. Like, I was super attached to the swimming pool, and I loved being in the hot tub. And you know, everyone knows that Liza and I did a fair amount of housework, so we've been through that whole house.
Oh, I mean, we had cleaning day in my season, and there was a couple that didn't clean, and we were like, we're putting those people up next week, you know. So you better clean your cup, whoever you are out there, clean your cup. Well, how was the cleanliness in Big Brother Canada, Suzette, Liza?
It was dirty.
Was it just you guys cleaning?
Well, Danielle did a lot of cleaning as well. But then you would see people who were on the route of being, like, on the block, like, pick up a broom. But I found that,
you know, we had no water for a week, and people just gave up. Like, they didn't wash the dishes. They weren't cleaning things. The fridge was disgusting, and, you know, towels were everywhere. I just felt like a mom in the house at times, right? But in comparison to other Big Brother houses, I think that we were, you know, not that bad.
So, Liza, what was your cleanliness thought?
What was what?
Liza, do you think everybody was clean, and how was everybody to you?
No, I mean, Suzette and I did seriously all the cleaning. I would get up every morning, and I would start the coffee, and then I would unload the dishwasher, and then I would go put in the load of towels, because from the day before, everyone who showered and used them in the pool would just dump them in the hamper. So the towel fairy, which was me, will clean all the towels. Suzette and I got into a rhythm where she would run a load at night of dishes. Suzette got really good at running the load, the last load of the evening, and I would empty it in the morning. So I have no problem with Susie. She did everything. Danielle, too. Danielle was like a little cleaning bunny. She did all the vacuuming. I never touched the vacuum. That was Danielle. She would also make our beds every morning. It's a shame she went second. And then there were other people like Topaz, who there's a 45-minute clip of her saying that I was her slave and I should clean her damn dishes, and she wished that she would spill shit on the floor so I could get down and lick it up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh
my
God. Ew.
Yeah. There were some people who definitely took us for granted, and I remember times when, like, Emma would take out a steak and put it on the top shelf, and all the blood would be, like, pouring down into the produce. Like, we're going to die in this house, you know? Like, there were some basic, like, food-safe things that people weren't, like, considerate about, or the health of other people. And, Liza threw out all the toothbrushes, and I wanted to pat her on the back and say, thank God, because we would have died if there wasn't some basic cleanliness taken care of.
I mean, don't people know,
how
to live?
Yeah. No.
Don't they know how to live? Like, did you guys ever get together and say, you know what, fuck this. Excuse my language. Let's just not clean for a week and see what happens. Were you guys, like, just ready to, like, be like, screw it. I'm done picking
boycott
up after these people.
No, because
you
are grown
up. Then you're playing a game,
women,
right? You're playing a game with people that anything you say will sound condescending, or maybe it's puts a bad taste in people's mouth. Like, I'm not going to be – I mean, I got in trouble for even mentioning my children. The last thing I'm going to do is, like, hey, yo, wash your fucking dishes. Right? You know what I mean? So
like,
there was,
I'd be
spit-shining
the motherfuckers. I'd be, like, polishing it. Like, hey, is that good? Like, we can see ourselves in it.
Yeah.
Don't vote me out.
I
don't
think,
vote
like,
me
two-thirds
out.
Two-thirds of our cast lives with their parents. Literally, two-thirds of our cast lived at home with their parents, so nobody was used to cleaning anything, ever.
Exactly.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but people were just used to being cleaned up after.
Well, this is a prime time for us to say, shout out to the parents. Teach your kids how to take care of themselves.
Yes.
Let them do their own dishes once in a while.
Let them pick up a Swiffer. Squirt, squirt, squirt. I mean,
let
come on.
Let them clean a toilet. Let them do something for themselves.
But this is the thing.
Well,
we're on TV.
Them.
I mean, we're on TV.
Yes.
I mean, don't you want to make it look like you clean? I was cleaning camera lenses. I wanted everything to be perfect.
Yes. Oh, well, Liza and I washed all the windows. You remember that, Liza?
Yeah,
we cleaned
all the
windows all the time. But after
like
we left
the show, camera windows.
One of the big sponsors was The Brick Canada, and I remember I was, like, shopping for new furniture, and I saw the bedding that we used in the house, and it just
Shut
made
up.
Me appreciate, like, in the house, I love the bedding, but when I saw it, it was, like, almost, like, $1,000 just for the bedding, and then to know that people in the house didn't even do their beds, didn't care, I'm like, yo, man, you were, like, sleeping on Egyptian cotton $1,000, like, bedding with, like, you know, crystal.
You respect that
accent.
Egyptian cotton, goddammit, that's like a cloud.
And then I was just like, and it made me appreciate the experience a lot more. Like, you know, they put so much effort into all the fine details of the house that it just made you appreciate the, I mean, you couldn't even play for a vacation like this, let alone a goal of being on a show that you love, right? And some people, they,
you know.
Well, how much did you guys love the comforters? I mean, you guys were counting probably the stitching if you guys were as crazy as my season. We were counting tiles. We were counting wallpaper. How many inches before this one? I mean, was it that intense in your season? Were you guys looking at around at the – okay, good. So you guys were
from
the dress. I love
Tom,
it.
Tom, was it Liza? I think I heard an interview with Tom, and he like knew every detail of the house. You know, and
he kept drilling me.
And when
I'm like,
I walked in,
shut up.
I
don't know.
But now I was there. We were counting things. You know, every picture. But there was lots of little accents in the house, and I hope that they have it this season as well.
Oh my God, so exciting! I mean, I'm excited for them. At the same time, I'm like, oh boy, giddy up, you guys, because they don't even know what. Because you know they're gonna go in there. Some of them like, yeah, I got this. And like their shit don't stink, and then their shit's gonna stink, and it's gonna be awesome.
Michelle, when you watched the season after you had left the house, were you at all worried? Like, are they gonna talk about me or love or hate on me?
I was like anticipating, because that's just what they do. And then you get the. This is what you guys gotta wait for. You guys got to wait for the people that send you every single live feed link that you were talked about. Good, bad, ugly, or the one that somebody goes, who's that? I don't know. Like, I was like 10 when they were on. The fucking goddamn TV, you want to wring their neck, you know? Like, I don't know. Just, like, my mom was really like, I liked them like 10 years ago. But no, like, you will know when they talk about you. I was talked about a lot the season after, and then definitely when Dan was on, which was season 14. I mean, every 2 seconds, Michelle, you and Michelle. And I was like, yes, 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 talk about me, bitches. I'm in your nightmares, you know? Like, the Portuguese princess is coming with her camel toe, and she's going to, like, pounce on you. Yes.
Oh, my God.
So are you guys ready for that?
I mean, your nightmares is going to be my new thing. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, are you guys ready for it? Because these people are going to be basically talking about you like they know you.
Well, that's the thing.
Well, what's interesting is we had it just now.
What was that?
BB15 did it. BB15. Judd watched BB Can, Andy watched BB Can, McCray watched BB Can, Helen knew who we were, so people were sending me links all the time, like, them having a conversation. Are Tom and Liza still together? And Judd was like, yeah, they got matching Zito tattoos. I was like, what? How do you know that?
That's so funny.
Well, and then the controversies too, right? Like, Liza has her showmance. Her three-way, and then me and Tom, too, because
her three-way.
Half the season was
Holy
comments
crap.
That hating on each other. So I think for sure Liza and I definitely generate a lot of talk, and we'll see what they say about us.
And
hey,
I think the show is going to keep us alive. I mean, we're special. We're lucky. We only have one season. There's only 15 of us, so I wouldn't be surprised if Shaw and Slice and Insight, like, made a point of keeping us alive in the house, like, remember when, or somebody will show up to host a challenge. Like, I think they're going to try and keep their little alumni, you know, present.
I hope so. Yeah.
Which I think
and,
they should.
You know, like, or at least send us some of our gear. Like, I wanted some of the challenges, like, when we had the costumes, like the bee's knees, or you know, wouldn't you love to have, oh, Snow, you did it, your beautiful gown.
They're not giving us any of that. If Tom and Emmett already got their jerseys and you and I actually played in that competition, we're not getting them.
I'm so mad that I wanted my jersey.
Well,
yeah,
I guess you can buy it on eBay.
Well, what I would love is if they should hang our jerseys in the house, Suzette. Like, I want all our jerseys hanging like alum.
Plan. Just like Canadian hockey, right?
Yeah, like put our numbers
like,
up there.
They do a Top Chef, you know, they stick the Top Chef coat in a spare when you get taken out and it hangs there. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
Know.
I mean, Big Brother Canada is coming up. It's great. And also Reality Rally is coming up. I know, Liza, you only have a few minutes. Do you want to plug Reality Rally? I mean, good God. I mean, almost $5,000. I'm like
just
amazing.
That's amazing.
I'm just getting warmed up, girls. I'm getting warmed up. What am I, 2 weeks
good
in?
God.
I
love it.
That's
such
amazing.
A show off. I love it.
Yeah,
that
and
is
an amazing role model.
We
thanks,
do have a
babe,
question in the
great
chat room that I want to ask
okay
both of you before you go, because
yep
it's sort of leading into these people going in for the first night, and they want to know about your first night. And the question is, who made the best impression on you on the first night, and did it hold up through time? So
ooh, good
on
question
that very
yes
first night, who
ooh
made the best impression, and did it hold up afterwards?
Yes. I'll go first. Yay. Well, when I was going in the house, I was, like, super, super nervous. And, you know, it's a dream come true. I have a lot of personal anxieties. Like, oh, my God. It's so surreal, the whole experience. And then next thing you know, you're in the house. The first person that I gravitated to who made a huge impression was Gary. Him and I hit it off, like, instantly. We just had so much. Like I said, I remember I was sitting there doing my makeup and how I'm like, how am I some 37-year-old mom, you know, who's sitting here with a 21-year-old gay guy who loves glitter and wearing women's clothes, you know? We have so many things different but so much in common, and I love them so much, and our relationship carried through the whole game.
Oh,
so
I love Gary.
I'm very excited
oh Gary
that he's
going to
be doing
awesome
the sideshow.
Great.
I'm so excited for that.
Liza?
Good answer. And what about you, Liza?
I didn't like Gary in the game, and I don't like him in real life. Gary was so mean to me. A month ago, he almost made me cry. I think he's just one of the most
aww
selfish, inconsiderate assholes I've ever met in my life. And I think he screwed me up in the game because I love Suzette. I made a good impression on Suzette first night, thank God, H-O-H.
Oh, yeah,
and
I love
Suzette.
And
who was your bedmate night one?
Night
one, get
you
slept together. Liza, Susie. So,
yeah.
Dude, first night, I am, like, bunking with the HOH. I'm like, I am fine.
Yeah.
This girl is not going home.
We
but, yeah,
tried
Gary,
for Girl Alliance. We tried so hard.
We tried.
I mean, honestly.
I my first impression, but Gary, just to finish off, came between me and Suzette. I mean, Suzette loved Gary, so I couldn't get her away from him. And Topaz and I didn't stand a chance at a Girls Alliance because she was so tightly linked with Alec and Gary, who didn't like me. Like, I just couldn't get any girls on my side because, you know, the most girly girl in the house was taking up all the action. My first night, hour one, minute one, without a doubt, I looked in the face of Anil and I said, buddy, I don't know you. I can't even pronounce your last name. This is too soon to be saying final anything. I just want to put it out there that I dig you. I don't know why. We're talking about an instinct, an energy. I think I like you. And all, I call him my big brother, my BB brother. Like, Anil isn't
aww
just my best friend. Like, Anil, I feel like this is silly, but we must have known each other in a past life because the instant connection I felt with that guy and the fact that it still carries through to this day, like, he was a stranger to me a year ago, and I feel like he's just my family now. It's so weird.
Aww.
That's
a bond, huh?
That's awesome. I mean, you just know.
When I was HOH, Anil shared the bed with me in the bedroom up in the HOH room for, like, 3 or 4 nights. And I loved him, too. The game just got the best of me, and I turned on him. But I still love him, and I love you, Anil, if you're listening. Yeah, he's a phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, I just love
Anil,
him.
Anil, we
so
love
funny
you.
Any new people going to the house listening, honestly, trust your gut. Like, and you even see that Pete and Alec form night one. So don't jump the gun. You know, saying final two night one is a little much. But, guys, trust that little voice inside your head or that little gut feeling about, I dig this person. And tell them,
well, that's
I dig
the only
you
time
you
that you probably have a sane thought.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
after
that,
you're insane.
Too. Yeah,
you're fucking
truly
nuts after that. I mean, you don't
yep
even know what's up or down, what's left or right. So that's the only instinct that you have going in, and that's the right one. Everything
yeah
else
yeah
after that is foggy.
I have to go,
that's
but
really
I want to say for
advice
everybody listening, please go to realityrally.com, pick any celebrity. Pick Michelle, pick Susie, pick me. Go pick Richard Hatch, for Christ's sake, I don't care. Pick your favorite reality celebrity and please part with like 10, 20 bucks. Like, it's going to a good cause, and I'm just really so super proud to be to be such a part of this community. So it takes 5 minutes. This is my big thing. It's like 5 minutes. It's online, 5 minutes, click, 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 credit card, kaboom.
Well, all I can say is you can be the one to save a life. You can actually be a part of saving somebody's life. Imagine how amazing that feeling is. By putting
in
a dollar.
It's early detection. It's free mammograms. It's discounted mammograms. You will save lives, period.
Period. That's the most important thing.
Thank
you so much, Liza.
Thank you for having
me, Michelle. Happy birthday to whoever's birthday it is.
Have a good night.
Happy birthday.
Liza, thank you so much, girl. It's great talking to you.
We love you, Liza.
Bye, guys.
Aww.
And Suzanne, I know that, you know, you're in the same boat as me. We're trying to send awareness, and like, you know, Liza's raised a lot of money and it's awesome. But you guys have to understand, it's not about the dollar amount. It's like putting in a dollar and you're putting in that step forward to making somebody else's life, being able to find an answer to maybe them being sick, to maybe they can't get this exam done, maybe they don't have the backing of it, but by getting this done, they can figure it out, they can have the backing, whatever stage you are, and the support and everything. Suzette, this is huge. I mean,
you know, people spend money on iTunes or an application. And all they could just put that money towards helping families, women who are struggling. And this is a, you know, this is something that affects all women, right? And I think it'd be really great way to show your support.
Hey, Suzette,
and
not even women,
and
it's men.
Too. And it's men. You know, like I feel really passionate about this as well because, like, my stepdad, 4 months after I left the show, he passed away with lung cancer. And it's been really tough process.
God.
This has been a way for my family to, like, really support such an amazing cause because, you know, we're still going through the mourning, and cancer has ripped through so many families across the world. And something like this is raising awareness through all these reality stars, but it's actually helping people. So,
I'm so sorry to hear about that.
It's part of something. Mm-hmm.
Well,
but
that's the thing
that,
Suzette, it's not about a certain cancer. It's about cancer in general, right?
Yes, it's about cancer in general. Yeah,
it's about cancer, and everybody has been affected by a cancer in their family, friends. I mean, you know, Suzette's stepfather died of lung cancer. That is nothing to do with breast cancer, but it's cancer. Like
cancer, yeah. And this also is raising awareness to live a healthy life and for early detection, too. And I really give a big ups to Jillian Larson and all the crew at Reality Rally because when you go onto the site and you see all the reality stars, everyone's really passionate. And, you know, we want to be – this is a small way that we can give back.
Suzette. Can I just
tell
you?
And I'm so happy I can see you. Yeah.
I can't wait to see you either. And, you know, this is going to be my fourth year doing this. And let me tell you, bring your tissue.
Oh, my God.
Because you're going to actually go to Michelle's place, the center.
I love that.
You're going to go there and, like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
It, like, is the most intense thing, you know. I just lost a cousin to breast cancer. She actually was on her third remission, and she passed away at 40 in Portugal. And to see everything, like, because we do these charities, we do these things, but you get to feel it, see that. And I know I know you are like a feeling person. Like, you're going to come up to me and you're going to be like, this is insane. This is like blowing my mind. It's like so awesome to see what you put your heart and soul into and what it equals out to be, you know? Like, you get to see the end, but not the end. It's like the beginning.
I love that. And we're there to support survivors. It's such a great cause, and I'm so honored that you've been a part of this for so long. And there's new people that are part of Big Brother 15 and Big Brother Canada. We're all going there.
I am so excited.
As we're all individually raising awareness, we're also sharing our personal stories of people that we've loved, and it kind of resonates that this is something that all of us are working towards to, you know, and it's pretty cool.
Well, you know, like how you just said, like, you know, you were saying something about the family, like this location gets the family involved, helps the family understand how to deal with it. There's a library, there's a wig room, there's a physical therapy room. There's all it to cover, not just the person going through the cancer, but the family. That's the most important part, Suzette, is that the family needs to know where to go from here. Where do we go? Suzette, can we cry
I
together? Can we make a date?
Oh, this is gonna,
you and me,
it's going to be
we're
amazing.
We're
going to
be there together. Yeah.
Yes, we're going to be there together. I love it.
Anyone who wants
to go online, they could go to realityrally.com and support Maine's Place with your donation. Any amount, you know, a dollar. Like, today I'm not going to buy an application or an iTunes, or today I'm going to put this coffee towards supporting this cause, right?
Suzette, I said this last week, and I've said this so many times. How many friends do you, Suzette, have on Facebook?
Too many to count, and I wish they all would donate
today. How many do you have on Twitter?
I'm close to you. I have over 9,000. My Facebook numbers are a lot bigger, but
so 9,000, right? Well, let's just use your Twitter. Imagine if everybody gave a dollar.
Everyone donates a dollar. Yes.
A dollar. If everybody gave a dollar for me and a dollar for you, do you know how much money that is? $20,000, Suzette.
Oh my God! Yes.
That would be
amazing.
Now you're inspiring. Just $1.
You know, like. Liza's doing so well, and everyone's challenging everyone. I'm going to take that challenge. Everyone's going to donate $1 on Twitter.
There you go. Just $1.
Yeah. If
they just donated
$1. And I've reached my goal. We've all reached our goal, but I haven't stopped. I've been putting it on my Twitter. I've been putting it on my Facebook. Because I met my goal does not mean I'm going to stop, as if Suzette's not going to stop. And now me and Suzette are in a head-on-head battle. And if you out there listening in Manic Moneyland want to keep this battle alive, you need to put a dollar in mine and hers, dollar in hers and mine. We want to battle it out. We want
to
go.
Not much to ask for.
And then me and her will send you a pic at the end.
I have posters. I'll be happy to see mail posters.
Yeah, and we'll take a picture. Yeah. We'll sign it. We'll do whatever. At the facility of me and her crying like a fucking baby.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'd love that. That would be amazing.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be so beautiful.
I know
so,
myself
Suzette,
and a few people in the chat room donated to you, Michelle. And,
yes.
You know,
Sherry,
it feels
thank
so
you.
Good
Jesse,
just knowing.
Jesse, Joe, everybody, thank you.
Thomas, Joe, I know a lot of people have, you know, gone and,
Thomas,
and
I just
made those. You
can
click,
smack his ass.
You know?
That's how excited I am about Tyler. Smack his little booty.
I mean, he's and always
everybody that donated.
Reality stars. Thomas is amazing. He helps us so much. And he's known as Face Ones out there in the chat room. He's adorable. And he helps a lot of the reality stars. And
oh, my God.
We
awesome.
Just love
him. He donated, and then he went back and donated on top of his donation with me. I was just like,
wow.
Yeah,
he's
I mean.
So
love that.
Yeah, I mean, because people, everybody out there has had some cancer dealings with them in their life. Period in the story.
But it makes you feel
this
so good.
This is
you know, it, when you
it
donate,
does,
it makes
right?
you feel like you're helping somebody else. And the saying is true, that it feels better to give than receive. And when you make that donation, you feel good that you've done something to help somebody else.
And this is the thing, Charlie. We don't have enough to donate. I mean, we're coming from we have our own stories. We have our own lives, right, Cherry?
Yeah.
Right, Suzette?
That's
I mean,
right.
We've been through it
exactly.
all. We've,
go make
you know,
those few
and
clicks and donate, and you'll see how good it makes you feel that you've helped
oh my God.
Somebody.
You know
what's
a good idea?
Karma will come back, you know? Like, karma will come back. And,
but you know what's a good
you know?
Idea? Collect cans. cans, crush them, bring them to your local recycle place. You get 5 cents for each of them, and you can get $10 worth and donate.
Oh, I love that.
I mean,
and
cans, anything. Recycle
I just
want to
say a shout-out to Kim Solari in our chat room.
Thank you, Suzette. There's
I
a brain up
that.
In here. There's a brain
Kim
in
Solari
this.
Kim Solari was the one that asked that last question about the first impression in the house, and she mentioned in the chat room that her mom was diagnosed with lung cancer last December, and she's gone through chemo and radiation, and right now she's in remission and doing great. So,
woo-hoo!
You know, people, you know, can get awesome, awesome help, and cancer doesn't have to be the end, but they need care. They need, you know, this kind of help that Michelle's Place gives. And Michelle's Place doesn't just help the one with cancer. They help the family, they help with counseling, they help the person that has cancer, they help with wigs, they help with driving them to and from appointments, they help with all kinds of things that you don't even think about when you think of people having breast cancer. They help with, you know, the prosthetics, they help with all kinds of things that you don't even think about.
The bra fittings, because you know, when it comes to, like, you know, breast cancer, a lot of women are losing, you know, their you know, boobs, I mean, and they need to have,
different
I mean, there's a lot
that
goes
to empowering women, you know, empowering women through this process, and it's a way for them to build dignity back again when they've had so much pain, you know?
So
it's amazing. I can't wait to go see
you guys. Are touched by what we're talking about, like I said, donate a dollar. Don't be ashamed. It's a dollar, you guys. Dollar. Don't have no shame in your game. Don't.
That's right. Every little bit helps. And if everybody could donate $1, that's amazing. It all adds up. So
it does.
Make those clicks and make it happen. And it will be incredible reality rally out there. And those dollars will all add up to help those people in need out there who are facing one of the worst things a woman could possibly hear in their life, and that's breast cancer, and help them and their families get through it and give them life back again. So
absolutely.
Gosh, it's so empowering, like you said.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see you. I got a couple questions for you. Do you have a couple of minutes to stay on, or do you have to go anywhere?
Yes, of course. No, while we're talking, I was just leaving work. I work in a women's shelter, and that's why this is so fresh, too, because some of the women come, and we have a number of clients who are currently, going through treatment who are living with us. And so it's always on my mind, and it's really wonderful to know that the people are contributing, even though it's in the United States. By people in Big Brother Canada, it's raising awareness and showing that we care in Canada as well.
Wow. So can you tell us a little bit about that? I wasn't aware that you worked in a facility like that. So what do you do?
Well, I'm a support working counselor, so I work in a women's shelter. We have 30 families, and some of them are fleeing abuse. Some are, they're just going through transition. It could be poverty. It could be trauma, medical things. I do a lot of support and counseling with people who maybe, just having difficult things in life, sometimes addiction, mental health. And or it could be, issues with the government and their children. And so I've been working as a support working counselor for the last 13 years. And so we're full-time in the women's shelter. And it's a beautiful home, and we provide a lot of support with them in finding housing, connecting with other resources in the community. And it's a place where they can be empowered and transition to a healthy, positive lifestyle.
Wow. I mean, that's – so you're just kind of like 24-7
always
in that,
busy,
like, everybody's
busy.
Fighting for their life, That, like,
yeah,
you know,
and you know, across Canada and the United States, these issues are everywhere. And, you know, I'm honored that, like, my public appearance and everything people see with Big Brother and the music industry, I actually have a career in education, and I keep them quite separate because I work with people on their personal things, and it's really special to me, and that's the way I'm giving back in a small way to our society.
I think it's a big way, but, I mean, it's amazing. You must see a lot of crazy things every day. I mean...
Well, yeah, I've actually, you know, I'm so embarrassed. I booked a vacation to Puerto Vallarta, like, because my like I said, my mother's still mourning because my father passed away, and I promised to take on a vacation because my mom's a foster parent, and she takes on a lot because all her best friends this year, their spouses died, and so she's almost like, you know, has her own personal widow's club that she's, you know, created. And I said, Mom, you need to, like, go on a vacation. So, you know, and I'm worried about my mom's health as well, you know, as your parents get older. And so I booked it during the 1st to the 8th, and that's the whole week Big Brother Canada is premiered. So I will be online like everyone else watching it a day later.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, you know what? The Big Brother Canada will be there. You'll know about it, but the experience you're going to have with your mom is going to be epic.
Well, I had a friend a couple years ago. She found out her mother had breast cancer, and she decided to take her mother to, I believe it was, like, Dominican Republic. And when I saw the photos, it was just so, like, special to me to see that a mother and daughter spending time when her mother was going through so much. And those memories you can never take away from somebody. And when it's your mother who has been there for you, it's very special. And I want to be able to do something like that for my mom.
Oh, you know what? It's going to be more than you ever imagined, babe.
Mm, yeah.
It will
and
be.
And Susan,
that's
I just
awesome.
Want to say that where you work is so lucky to have you because you are always so upbeat and just so pleasant.
Thank you.
And for everything that they're going through, I imagine it has to be like sunshine on a rainy day every time you show up there. And just
it was
to have you.
I worked there so many years. And, you know, when you're working with families that are struggling with, like, poverty and addictions and mental health and family issues and abuse and all these things, they're women. They are just like you and me. They're just going through different circumstances that are tough. And when I watch Big Brother with my clients because I used to work 4 to 12. Now I do day shift. But I watched every season at this shelter for the last 10 years of Big Brother USA. And so we would get so excited, and that's why it's so special. So when I left to go to Big Brother Canada, we're just, oh, my God, she spends every, like, 5 days a week with us, and we watch Big Brother. And it was like their dreams came true, too, right? And, you know, so I think it's really special to me that, you know, I can't take that opportunity for granted. I have nothing but positive things to say about Big Brother Canada because I'm a huge fan. And it is therapeutic to people. People don't understand. Reality television can help people also in ways of taking themselves away from their own problems. Even just for a half hour or an hour, it's entertainment, but it can be soothing to people. It's kind of ironic,
but it is
like that.
You're so upbeat yourself. I mean, just your bubbly
it's
personality.
Not ironic,
and
not at all. Yeah.
You're just so upbeat and bubbly yourself.
You were,
I mean,
put on this earth, it seems like, for, you know, there's certain people
nobody
that
could
are,
be down around you.
Well, no, you know, like they say there's, like, certain people that are put in this world for certain jobs. Like, this is what they're meant to be put on earth for, you know. And to do certain things, you have to be a certain type of person. I mean, you know, going through and seeing what people go through, it must be heart-wrenching, you know. When you go to home, are you able to shut that off? You can't.
You're a human being.
It's hard. You're a human being,
like,
you know?
So
when you see people who are in a place that can be kind of helpless, like, you know, when people struggle with, you know, addiction, or someone struggling with the government wanting to take someone's child away, or someone being sick with a terminal illness, it's hard. But all you can do is really see positive in everything. And I know that sounds like unrealistic, but it's true, because happiness is a healing tool, right? And I'm hoping that, you know, through everything that I do personally, is just being able to show light rather than darkness, you know.
Well, I've said it so many times, as I've said it, probably going to be continuous throughout Manic Mondays and anything I say, is you are what you show. And when you come out of that Big Brother house, you can take whatever you're handed and run with it, and you can make the best of it. And that's what you're doing through that. You are showing and taking and molding and letting people experience your life, other people's lives, and making the world aware of certain things. And that's all you can do. You can only take this platform and make it as big as you want it to make. And you've been doing that, and that's awesome. I mean, your family must be so proud of you, Suzette. What does your family say about all this?
Well, like you said, my mother's been a foster parent pretty much my entire life, and she's a drug and alcohol counselor. And, you know, being Aboriginal, we have such a huge family, just like your families. And so they're very supportive, and I'm very, very fortunate to have a good, healthy family. And also a Big Brother family, because everyone that's a part of our family, a lot of people are contributing to Big Brother, like Reality Rally as well, and they're all very passionate about social issues. And I've seen at Big Brother USA, like Big Brother 15, even some of those, even though it's a controversial season, some of those cast members I'm excited to meet. You know, and I'm honored.
And I'm the one that you're waiting for to meet, right? I'm the most important one.
Of course. And my biggest supporters that I loved the most was, like, you and Adam. Like, and Adam was talking to my husband the whole time, through the whole time I was on the game, and he's such a great supporter of charities as well. So, and then yourself, too, and all the bloggers who have been so supportive, and, you know, and I love that there's people like Liza who will be honest and say, you know, how she feels. We're not always going to agree, but it's always good to have that yin and the yang, right? Like, so.
I mean, I'm so excited. I mean, I'm excited. I mean, I'm to see my Big Brother Canada family. I can't wait. It's not even the point of that, but it's the point that we are all there in the same mind, that we're going to hang out, that we're there for a cause, because we're going to keep doing this when it comes, when it leaves, when it goes by, when it comes back again. I know I am, and I know you are. I know Liza is. And it's not going to end because, this event came up. We're still going to keep pushing it, and we still are. And that's what it's all about.
You know, like when, because a lot of my Big Brother family have already hung out with Big Brother 15 prior to Reality Rally, and I know they went down there for the finale and everything, and so much was going on and so much controversy, and I'm happy that I can meet Big Brother cast members of last season, despite all the controversy, but I can go to Reality Rally and meet them in a healthy environment, an environment that is not controversial, an environment where we all have a cause, and see the goodness rather than meeting you guys during all that stuff, you know what I mean? And you can see people for who they are, and we're all real people who are going
to be. Oh, you're going to see, this is a thing that you're going to see, finally, you're going to be able to see the real people, you know, like you're going to actually meet the people behind the names, and you're going to be able to take your own awareness of what these people are about and who's there and who's not and who's for and who's not. And I honestly think you're going to be like, yes, this is so awesome. It's such a great event. And Suzette, seriously, I know you're on the west coast of Canada, but you need to come to Toys for Tots. Like, what the heck?
I know. I want to support, like, Toys for Tots. I was, like, making a commitment. saying to myself, like, next year I have to go out there. Like, I've seen that you guys, when I saw Toys for Tots, all the gifts that you guys have got together and all the love and the selfless, you know, commitment to such a great cause. I'm like, I got to be a part of that. And I love that you guys are committed to giving back. And I got to come out that way, girl.
Well, I mean, you're all about giving back, and that's what we're all about. So I would love for you to be a part of it, you know, being vice president, being actually part of Toys for Tots when it was born, and building it. And so, yeah, I'd love for you to come on down. I know it's hard for you, but it's also about raising money. And if you raise the money and, you know, you – listen, we're in New Hampshire. We're next to the Canada land, baby. They love you. They're like, there's Big Brother Canada. Robin. And even my mom was like,
yeah.
Where is Suzette? Mama Casa was like, I love Suzette. My mom had
a thing for you.
I love
that.
Mama Casa. Oh, Cherry, can you tell her about Mama Casa?
Mama Casa is amazing. She's a legend, just like Michelle Casa is. Mama Casa.
She's more of a legend than me. She's taken over my throne.
Oh, my God.
Everybody loves Mama Casa.
From the internet.
She is so amazing.
Awesome.
Everybody loves her. She's just a little bundle of joy, and she's like a little rock star at Toys for Tots. Everybody looks for Mama Casa and has to get their picture taken with Mama Casa, and yeah, she's like a legend.
I need a Sharpie. I need to sign some pictures. I said, okay, Mom, I need the Sharpie first, okay? Calm down, hold down. She's like, Lisa, I need the Sharpie now because I need to sign. I'll give it to you after. Okay, Mom, here's a Sharpie. Let me just, like, you know, it's like, okay, gotta get up the Sharpie. Not that I have a line or anything, but Mama Casa needed the Sharpie, so.
She's so adorable.
So cute. Suzette, we love you on Manic Mondays. We adore you. I sent you a private message. I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you after the show. It's important. But thank you so much for coming on Manic Mondays. We love you. And if you guys want to donate money to the fabulous Suzette, make sure you follow her links and then follow mine, and then you get to meet us both. Yes.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Thank you
We'll give them a Suzette to Michelle Sandwicha.
Yes, thank you for supporting Big Brother Canada and Season 2. I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure we'll be talking about it all season long. And,
I hope they have you in the
God.
House doing, like, some comp or something, Suzette, so we get to see you.
I know. You know, I did a few interviews, and I knew that producers were, you know, watching and listening to everything that I say in the last few weeks. So I'm like, please have me on Gary's show. Like, how could you not have me on Gary's side show? When
how
I was,
can
like,
Gary not have you on Gary's show? Gary!
You know, I want to be
Let's
on this
sprinkle
show
glitter
you.
On Suzette. Come on.
And you know, I love Peter. Peter and I are really close. I love Peter so much. So the two people I love the most is Gary and Peter. And the fact they have a show, I'm just so happy for them. And
good
I'm
for them.
That, you know, they'll have some correspondence too.
Suzette, do you have an American cell phone or is it Canada?
Well, you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to go down to Target or Walmart and pick up one of those phones.
Okay.
I think
so how
I'm
about this? How about I'm going to send you a quick message online, okay, after we get off, and that's it. Thank you so much, Suzette, for coming on Manic Mondays, girl. We love you. Do you have any last words you want to give all the listeners?
I want to give a shout-out to everyone who's fundraising, all the reality stars, Jillian Larson, who's, like, doing amazing, and her whole entire team. I want to give a shout-out to all the people who supported me and to Insight as well as Slice TV and our Big Brother family in general. I love you all. And to all the people that are listening, thank you for being so positive and supporting me. And I love you guys so much. Hey, boys!
Oh, we love you. And can you give the shout out and a goodbye, the chat room a shout out goodbye, because they're like bugging out over you. Oh my God. Love. Love. Susa. I just want to make sure I got all the loves in.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I love you, Tavion. Thank you. And have a great night. Happy Valentine's, by the way. And in Canada,
thank you, darling.
It's family day. It's family day in Canada right now. So today's a national, like, it's a holiday for all of us, where they support families.
Wait. You have a holiday to say happy family day?
Yes, we do. Today is family day, where you even get like paid, like, you know, it's a holiday. All the stores are closed.
Obama. Did you hear that?
Alex, family is so important.
Wait, can you speak into the microphone again? Let's clear this out. All right. Suzette, today is what? Family Day in Canada, and you get paid? All right.
Well, it's a national holiday, and it's Family Day, and it encourages people to spend time with their families as being the most important, foundation of our society is family, spending time with families. And so shout out to all the families that are spending time together. I'm off work, so I'm excited to spend time with my family. And big hugs to everyone out there, for sure.
Well, on Family Day, you get to spend time with your big brother family, and we love it. And you know what would be so cool is if they could ship me to your house, Suzette, during Big Brother Canada season.
The
reality show would be me surviving Suzette's house during Big Brother Canada. And I'd probably be in the backyard like, help, Suzette's going to kill somebody. Please send help.
Well, if you came to the West Coast, you would be eating like the princess that you are, with seafood, beaches, mountains. We live in paradise. Vancouver.
Okay.
Please.
All right. I second guess my last statement. I'm saying I'm in her house, stuffed like a piñata, saying, I don't know what. I'm stuffed like a piñata. That's all I know. Thank you, Suzette. We love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you, Suzette.
And I hope you'll join us sometime during the season of Big Brother Canada season 2.
I'm sorry, Cherry. Suzette, before you leave. Okay, I know Cherry wants to know this. Are you watching Opposite Worlds?
Everyone keeps asking me, but I haven't been watching. I've got to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try to watch it. Are you watching any other reality shows that you want to let people know before you leave?
Well, you know what? I just finished watching Celebrity Big Brother UK. Oh, my God. Best season ever. If you want to see, like, an older gentleman and an older woman, and the drama and, like, real people who are celebrities but just totally, like, awesome, watch Celebrity Big Brother UK. It's so amazing, and I love it. And then I just finished watching like Big Brother Australia, UK, and all that. So as far as reality,
so you're gonna be on the Opposite Worlds. Are you gonna watch Opposite Worlds? Has everybody been stalking you about Opposite Worlds? It sounds like they are.
Yeah, I see a lot of it, and I'm like, I'm not a part of that conversation, so I gotta get. I'm a busy woman, so.
it's weird. It's like, I like it, but at the same time, I'm feeling like Glass House, like I need to, like, hate it. But it's interesting.
Well, I'm watching American Idol. I'm totally loving American Idol right now. And
all right,
cool. I love music. And
the Olympics.
And
are you watching the Olympics? All right, congratulations to Canada Olympics. I mean, you guys are doing great.
You're doing awesome. I'm looking forward to hockey. You know, I want to see how our boys do.
It's going down, girl. It's going down. This is where
we
won't be friends. No, I'm just kidding.
No doubt.
Well, thank you.
This is where we're better than Canada versus U.S. I mean, there's nothing better than that.
That was the greatest hockey match of life. The final 2010 Olympics, it was Canada versus U.S. And, I mean, that game, it will forever be in history. But we just beat you. By like seconds, so.
Well, you know, a second means a millisecond, which can mean a decade. But thank you so much, Suzette. We love
Those
you,
women,
and thank you again for being on Manic Mondays. And hopefully, we'll hear from you soon, babe.
Yes, thank you. thank you. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Peter and Michelle. I love you guys so much. And have a great, great night. And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy
thank
Valentine's
you,
Suzette. Day, babe.
You take care, babe. And join us again during Big Brother Canada Season 2.
Oh, for sure. Okay.
Bye, girl. See you in April.
Take
Bye.
Care, babe.
Don't you just, I want to put her in my pocket.
I know, she's
I
always
wanna put
so
her in my
bubbly
pocket
and upbeat.
And then take her out of my pocket and say, Suzette, I'm having a bad day. And she's going to say, I love you. You're great. You're fantastic. You're,
I
like,
know.
You know, like a bobble. Like, I just want to just like, love her. Love Liza. It was Big Brother Canada night, you guys. And, oh my God. Cherry, should we tell them?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Are you down? Okay. So, in keeping the spirit of Big Brother Canada fun, chat room, are you ready? If I don't see that you're ready, I'm not going to say it. So give me, yeah, I'm ready, I'm ready, 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 ready. I'm not seeing it. I'm not going to give it up. Hold on. There will be a moment of silence. Cherry, until I see one, get ready. Okay. So, Suzette and Liza was on tonight. So we will have. Yeah, she kind of sounds like me. She kind of, you know, reminded people of me, or vice versa. Tala! Tala! Tala, Tala, Tala. Tala, Tala, Tala. Tala, Tala. Tala! Paul, did you scream Tala? Oh, I think it was you.
Yeah, it was. That was too easy of a clue.
Tala will be here. Paul, are you watching Opposite Worlds?
I absolutely am, and...
good God, right? I mean, intenseness.
Yeah. I did do a little bit of research, and I believe the house is somewhere near New Orleans. I came up with an article where they were interviewing Jeffrey's mother, and she said, I think it's somewhere near New Orleans. And I went back and checked, and the temperature that night that they said was freezing, it was actually down to 32 degrees in New Orleans. So I think that's where it's located. Also, in that same interview, his boss said he's a Big Brother fan, that he would love to get on Big Brother. His mother said he'd love to go on The Amazing Race or Survivor, so he's a big CBS reality fan.
Oh, my. Awesome. So awesome. Okay, so
I knew that they said that the polar vortex was hitting, and
yeah,
that wasn't hitting Northern California or anywhere in California, and so I didn't think that the house was out in California anywhere. Wasn't sure where it was at, but I didn't think that the house was out in CA anywhere.
Yeah. So, Paul, have you been watching? I mean, who do you like?
I'm still, and because I'm not constantly on their website, I still am having trouble with all their names. So,
right. No worries. I mean, is there anybody that sticks out? Like identification-wise, that I understand because it's like hard. I mean, it's hard to separate yourself from because you want to watch and you're like, no. But then it's like you open up your eye on the side and you're like, okay.
For me, at this point, everything.
Are you
is
future
about-
or past? Are you future or past? Let's put it that way. I'm future.
All right, what I was going to say, for me at this time, it's all about wanting the past to be able to get to move into the future. And I don't really, I'm not really focused on individuals yet.
I would love to see that, Paul. Oh, my God. though I like the future and over the past, I want to see it flip-flop because, like, a few of them said last week, Paul, I don't know if you know, but, excuse me, I'm fighting a cold, so bless me.
God bless you.
That was my probably 33rd sneeze of the day. I've been actually keeping notes. That we ought to see them, but they're all willing to go. Almost all of them, besides Mercy, are all willing to go to the past, some of them. But we haven't seen that yet. But I do, I want to see that dynamic. Like, I want to see it switch on, but I still think I'm going to stick with, I always stick with, like, what everybody hates. story of my life. But,
watching
Paul, do you have,
girls
like, a
be able to go over and get baths was, like,
oh, awesome.
So awesome. Just to see them be able to get clean. I felt so bad for them. They said 3 weeks it had been since they were able to get clean and shave their legs. And
well, not
I was
3 weeks
I would
since
go,
they slapped each other's asses. Woo-hoo.
I would go absolutely, like, I would lose my mind if I had
Wait,
to go 3 weeks.
Wait, not even that. What about cleaning the shit? Who cares about that? Cleaning the shit. Frank was a trooper. I'll give him that. Jesse, you know, said that he's going to go there, and he did. And then what about, all right, there was somebody else that, oh, God. Yeah.
While you're thinking, I'm going to say this. My issue with the whole show started week one when Charles broke his leg, or had his leg broken for him, I should say, and they didn't replace him on Team Epoch, or Epoch, because it was no fault of their own. Charles should have been replaced to even out the teams week one. I've said that from the very beginning. It's made the teams lopsided. Since the very beginning, that
well,
was
yeah,
not fair.
Well, yeah, they should have a backup plan. They should have a backup plan. I mean, that's just...
And it's been lopsided ever since. And I just don't think the game started out in a fair fashion. And
but,
it's been sort of
Jerry,
lopsided ever since.
America's been on the lopsided side. So
but
if you
even
evened
though,
it up,
even
you
though,
think that America would have been on the lopsided side?
Even though America's voting that way, it's still not enabling them to get over there because they don't have the manpower. They don't have the strength because they lost one of their big guys. And I just don't think it was fair to put them in that position without
but
a
also
big guy
on the team.
But also,
they voted out Wyatt. Is it Wyatt?
Wyatt.
Yeah, they fucking were so stupid to vote him out. They should have freaking put up the newbie. Why would they do that? That's like me saying, oh, yeah, hey, Cherry and Paul, we're in the team, but, you know, I'm going
to
fucking,
I think they
you know.
Were really hoping to have Wyatt, you know, they were certainly, that was their wish, to have Wyatt
win that
challenge.
Yeah, but it was 50-50 like you said. It was 50-50
and
like you said. They should have never put him up. Put the guy with the busted eye open. Get him out of here.
But then if they lost him, you know, they were going to be down another guy too. So, you know, it was a
so
hard
now
call
they are
to make.
With the guy with the busted eye.
Hey, are you guys ready?
I actually like the show. I like it. Paul, go ahead.
Are you guys reading the chat? Because I did watch that reality show Love in the Wild, and apparently, Jesse was one of the bachelors on that.
Wait, which Jesse?
The guy
from
that's
Team Kronos.
Guy in the future, the guy that was in last
Shut
place.
Shut up! He was in Love in the Wild? There's no way. I've watched all Love in the Wild.
I'm going to go back. And
maybe that's why he looks so familiar. Shut up.
Yes.
Shut up. He looks so familiar that I felt like I knew him from somewhere, but I just thought that it was because he was a prick, you know? No, you know what
and
I mean? Like, he, you know, like, not Okay, yeah, he was a friend.
That's the one.
And our girl Kim Solari brings it to us in the chat room.
So funny. Wait, Jesse Clear or Jesse? Wait, the guy. I'm talking about the guy.
Yes.
Okay, I'm confused. I'm looking at the chat room. They're talking about Jesse Clear.
No, somebody that's just being funny.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't see anything above it, below it. Wait, so Jesse, he was on The Love of the Wild. Which one? The first one? And who was he grouped with?
I have to go back and watch. I've got it on my – I recorded that season.
Was he on with – oh, God, The Love of the Wild. Not the first season, the second season with
Laura's
Michelle.
Best friend. Remember Laura from Big Brother 11 had her best friend was on the show, and she got to
yes.
the final two couples. It was on
yes.
that season.
Okay, yes, that's the season, season two.
That said that he was on Love in the Wild.
Yeah, that was the season two. Oh, my God, that's where I seen him before. You know when you see somebody and you're like, where the hell did I see
yep.
them? Did I spit on them at the gas station? Did I put them? No, not that you spit on people.
You cracked me up.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wait. Michelle, you've actually done that before?
No, I never in my life have ever done that. Ever. I would never... The most disgusting thing that you could ever do is spit on somebody. But I'm just like, you know when you know somebody, but you don't know where you know them from? How did nobody ever, out of the entire time, notice that he was the one from Love in the Wild? Are we sure about this? Is he, like, one that came in after?
Do not
you know
question
they brought in,
Thomas.
Like, the exes after?
You never question Thomas. Thomas knows his stuff.
Oh, no. I believe it, and I feel like a... This makes me feel like a reality dummy.
Well, this is your homework. Your homework after you get off the show is to Google that. Now,
oh, no. My homework is more epic than ever because it could be the biggest news for Manic Mondays ever. Well, not the biggest news, but big news. I don't know.
I do have a clip for those that did not show up for Thursday's show and hear Al the cop talking about his adventure trying out for The Voice, and he sang a cappella right at the end of the show, and I kind of put some background music to it as well. And would you like to hear that, Michelle? You're not going to say no, I know. But hello,
Michelle. Did we lose
Michelle?
You guys hear me? I've been talking to you guys, and nobody's been answering me.
Now we're going
to hear it. Yeah, duh.
Okay, here we go.
Woo-hoo!
I ride east every other Friday, but if I had it my way, day would not be wasted on this drive. And I want so bad to hold you, so much things I haven't told you. Your mom and me couldn't get along, so I drive. And I think about my life and wonder why that I slowly die inside every time I turn that truck around right at the Georgia line. And I count the days and the miles back home to you on that Highway 20 ride.
Yay.
And I do have an announcement to make regarding Alan. I hope that he doesn't mind me announcing this, but since he was on our show on Thursday, Alan has had to have a surgery. And I hope that everybody will keep him in your thoughts and prayers. He had to have his gallbladder removed, and he's at home and resting now. But we all know that's not a pleasant surgery. And
damn you, gallbladder, damn you.
I know. I felt so bad for him.
That's like something you can't even predict. That's like some fucking nature shit.
I know. He sent me a text late at night and said, not been feeling well, think I'm going to have surgery to have my gallbladder removed in 2 days. And he kept me posted. And then I got a text from him saying he was home and everything. And I just felt so bad for him. He sounded so great on Thursday night and so upbeat. We had such a wonderful show. It was almost like a family reunion. We had Michael Cowboy Ellis and Alan Golden singing a cappella, and just a wonderful show with Dan Kaminsky joined us, and we went back and had many memories.
Love,
with
Dan.
Ron.
Thank you, Dan, for donating. I love you, my Dan.
And one of Alan's sons, what was his name?
Dakota.
Dakota.
And,
oh, my God, that's an epic name right there. Dakota?
Dakota,
I love that.
Such an amazing, such an amazing kid.
I love that. Oh.
And
I love
so we had,
Alan.
We had like
God
a little family
him.
Reunion on the show Thursday night, and it was just one of those heartwarming nights where just family and love and laughs and just so much fun. And then to hear from him the very next day that he was, you know, having gallbladder issues, I just wanted to cry. And felt so bad for him. But, you know, those kind of things happen in life. We never know what's around the corner, and that's why we all need to, you know, be there for each other and support each other and just, you know, be kind to each other. And so he's home now and recuperating, and I just wanted to say, you know, send out some prayers for quick recovery for Alan. And I know he'll be back up and singing with his lovely voice real soon, but I was really glad that he came on and shared all that with us.
I hope he sings to me on Valentine's Day.
He's got a great voice, doesn't he?
I mean, Valentine's Day sucks, so listen up. Sing to me, Alan.
Did you like what I did with that clip, Cherry?
Yeah, it was really good. Very good.
I'll have to shoot that out to him, because it was totally on a cell phone, not that great, you know, audio quality.
Just a cell phone recording?
He was on his cell phone, and he sang the first opening lines to that song, and I found the instrumental version, the karaoke version of that song, and I superimposed that music behind him, and
oh,
I thought
wow.
It came out pretty good.
It was really good. Good job, Paul.
Preach.
If I could pat you on the back, I'd be patting you like a little patting bear. Does the beer pat? Does Paddington Bear pat? Yeah.
A Paddington Bear. There you go.
I made that shit up, but it just went with it, right? Because the Paddington Bear is padding. But anyway, that was good, Paul. Thank you so much for that. What a great voice Alan has. Serenade me, baby. Serenade me. And we've obviously been listening to American Idol. So there's a lot going on, you guys, right now. So next week we will be having Miss Tala. Can I
say
it again?
I can't wait.
Suzette was not wrong in talking about how entertaining Gary and Peter were, but my God. I was most entertained by
Tala. I love Tala.
Yes.
I just want to eat her up. Can we eat her up on Manic Mondays? Is that allowed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I will be scooping her and eating her, and then letting you guys have the rest. I will be stingy as usual, as I am stingy. I don't want to give you
anything
else, but oh my God, I want to eat her up like a cream puff. Ugh. Tala was so entertaining. I mean, yeah, Paul, you are right on the money. I would say Tala is most entertaining. I'm going to give her the reward. That's it. Done. Most entertaining.
I can't wait. Another BBCA week next week on Manic Mondays. And we're going to do all this over again with Tala. And when Tala and Michelle Costa get together.
Oh, my God. You don't know who's talking. We're going to be like,
you guys got to put your seatbelts on, because when those two get together, you don't know what's
going to
happen.
I just don't know who's
going
to be talking at the same time. I mean, we both talk the same. I mean, it's going to be cray-cray. I'm going to be like, all right, Tala, can you say A at the end of your conversation so they know it's you? A?
Michelle, it's almost as hard as distinguishing between Rachel and Alyssa when they were on at the same time, between you and Tala. It's kind of hard.
Oh,
now, is
on my
Tala
birthday?
Is Tala going to rally as well? There's a huge number of Canadians going down there, right?
You know, I don't know. You'll just have to find out next show.
Well, I also do have... I don't know if you were planning on playing it, but we do have the fantastic promo that Jillian did. Boy, that was amazing.
Let's do it right now, Paul. So let's do it, babe.
Let's do it.
This is Jillian from Survivor, and as you know, from Reality Rally. And we do the most amazing event every April in Temecula, California, raising money. We call it Fun for Funds, and the money goes to Michelle's Place, which is a breast cancer resource center, providing services and support for men and women and their families who are fighting the fight of their lives with breast cancer. I encourage everybody to go to realityrally.com. The event this year is April 11th, 12th, and 13th. And be a part of what we do. We have parties at wineries. We have an amazing race kind of game. We have autograph signing, and it is all for fun for Michelle's Place, but it is also for the public to come and meet over 110 reality stars from about 42 different reality shows, and you get to meet them and have fun all weekend meeting them, taking pictures. So come on down. It's realityrally.com. It's April 11th, 12th, and 13th. We have fun for everybody. People can sponsor, donate, volunteer, enjoy it, play a game, come to parties, support our sponsors. And I always have to thank the Rad Reality Show, who has been on board helping us promote this event since 2010. Without them, there would be people that would know but nothing about it. So Manic Monday, thank you for what you do, and also the other Rad Reality Shows that we've had the opportunity to be on. So thank you, Rad Reality Show. We love you guys. It's realityrally.com, and this is Jillian from Survivor and Reality Rally, thanking everybody for what you do to make this such a reality every year as we help save some lives.
Can she do all our promos? I'm just saying.
I'm telling you what.
Is she a pro or what? I'm like, oh! I listen to her. I become like a mummy. I'm like, okay, I'll do what you want me to do. I will give you my firstborn. What would you want? Like, what? Ugh. I love Jillian Larson. I want to just eat her up, scoop her up, and just...
all three of us reacted after she did that promo, and there was very little editing needed for that one. Let me tell you, that she knows what she's doing.
Well, I just want to say, on the Brad Reality Show, Cherry and Paul, we all want to say thank you guys so much for listening in to our Big Brother Canada night. Cherry, Paul, what were your thoughts on Big Brother Canada night? Paul, first, what do you think? It was great, right?
I love Big Brother Canada, and I'm excited to see the new house.
Next to the border, baby.
I always hope that I'm hoping that the new house has more outdoors instead of being all in a studio like that, but that's okay. It's going to be a new house. I am always just totally blown away by what a wonderful person Suzette is and all that she does. She's just an amazing person.
Want to eat her up. And Miss Cherry?
I'm so thankful to you, Michelle, for all that you do for us and for the show and getting the amazing people that you do for Manic Mondays each and every Monday, having such amazing shows. And, you know, the people in your phone book are there because you're such an amazing person.
Wait, my phone book? Hold on, let me dial somebody else. Who do you need?
You know, well, I'm just saying,
hold
you
on,
surround
right
yourself
now.
With
what
awesome people because you're an awesome person. And
right.
And that's the truth. And I'm sticking with that. And you just have to speak the truth sometimes.
Absolutely. I do appreciate you having such connections. You have been to so many events, and you've got to meet a lot of other reality stars from different shows. And one just popped into my mind. What did you think about the Biggest Loser finale? My Stillwater, Minnesota girl, Rachel, won it, but oh my God,
she
looked almost
counteract. I mean, when I saw 105, I was like, oh. When she last weighed in, she was at my weight, and I'm like, me and my mom were talking. My mom was looking at me, and she's like, her legs, like, she's not your weight. It's crazy to see these people because I'm a different height. I'm about 7 inches taller than them. So putting a weight of 105 to me, I was 105 for a lot of my life. I was, like, so
really?
Skinny. Oh, yeah.
That would be too skinny for you,
body
Michelle.
Fat. Yeah, I was 4% body fat, and I was 5'10". This is
the first time
in my life that I've been my weight, and I feel like I'm so overweight. I feel disgusting. No.
You're gorgeous,
Michelle. Let me
Michelle.
Just say this. Rachel, from the winner of Biggest Loser, I know they're motivated to win the money, but she needs to gain back about 30 pounds.
I mean, yeah, but you guys got to think about it. It's like weighing in at a boxing match. You have to be a certain weight. So now I hope she fed her face, like, with everything, because I didn't understand the Jillian response back. It's like, shut the hell up. Don't say anything. Where it doesn't need to be a controversy, but they made it into that. We didn't train her. We didn't go back. Oh, my God. Hot as can be, number one. Number two, he did nothing wrong to be put on blast like that. I think she was super skinny, but I think that she was going for the money, and she needs to be healthy now. And
yep,
I agree.
I am not, yeah. And
none of us can say that she's, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, she's anorexic and she's this and she's that. None of us are there watching what she's doing. We don't know if she's,
I mean, she went from obese to
anorexic.
What the fuck?
I know. None of us know. I know. None of us know that. So I think all that needs to be pulled back. If she lost too much, you know, she was in a competition. She was trying to win. So
exactly.
Let's see what happens now and see if she puts on, you know, a few more pounds and gets back to a little more healthy weight. But none of us can accuse her of doing something that we don't know she's doing, you know.
She's playing a game. Like,
yeah.
What the hell? Like, she is.
I know. There's
but
so many people out
she
there
she was playing
her
a little healthy game. And
know.
Let's hope that, yeah, let's hope she gets back to normal. Right, Cherry?
Right. I agree. I think, you know, she was going for it. She was doing what people
I
do.
I cried. I don't know about you guys. I cried the entire time watching it, watching Bobby. I mean, oh, my God.
That show is so motivational, and we've had many of the biggest people on here. And, You know, we know how motivated they come out of
that. I've been on Biggest Loser without being on Biggest Loser. I know.
Right.
I mean,
hey, I don't know if you caught the episode. It was like the one before the finale, but Dan and his mom were on, showed up out there for the contestants. We had Dan on our show. I'm forgetting his last name, but I don't know if you caught that episode or not, Cherry, or Michelle.
I did. And, I mean, I think that
I
was...
I can't remember his last name, but we're down to 5 minutes. So I do want to say, Michelle, thank you so much for tonight. It was
just so
awesome. And
we're going to have Tala next weekend. Tala, Tala, Tala. I just want to squeeze her. Am I the only one that wants to squeeze the crap out of her? She might not want to come on the show after she hears this, but I want to squeeze her like she explodes. I just want to eat her up.
All right.
Kim Solari in the chat room has a question for you real quick, Michelle. She says, do BB producers ever consider an overweight person to be a house guest, or do they have to be a size 0 to a size 10? It just seems all women lately are tiny. Do you know if the producers would consider an overweight person to be a house guest?
I don't think that's what they look at. I'll be honest. I was actually less weight than I was when I got on. I was probably the biggest weight that I ever been when I got on, from when I applied video wise, and I must have gained about 15 pounds, but for me, 15 pounds, I'm...
Yeah, but you could rock a unitard, Michelle.
I'm at my weight of desire for my height the first time in my life, and I feel like I'm overweight. Being somebody who is 5'10", your weight is like by your bone density, and so I've been underweight since I've been 10 days born. So it's like, it is what it is, you know, with the weight thing. I've been to myself overweight, but I'm actually at my own weight. So I don't know if I explained it correctly. I don't know. You get it?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Awesome show tonight.
TikTok.
And we've got to wrap this one up. I can't wait till next Monday when Michelle and Tala will be here.
Oh, my God. You're not going to even know who's talking. I'm going to be like, who's talking, Tala? We're talking. You guys are going to have to pick who's talking now.
Right.
Tala?
Right.
Or is it
all
me?
Right.
Michelle.
Join us on Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for our Reality Roundtable show. And then back here again next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Manic Monday show with the fabulous Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. We're going to wrap this one up tonight.
Wrap it up like Christmas present from last year.
We're going to wrap it up with Ron, as we always do, our fabulous founder, God rest his soul. And tonight we've had a fabulous show. Ron's going to say that in this clip and say goodnight to all of you. Thank you for being here with us. And to those who listen to the show later, thank you. We'll see you again Thursday and back here again next Monday. Good night, everybody.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
say good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody. God bless. Take care. Be kind to each other.